I received a question from a listener regarding if he should pursue public health or clinical research degree. And his aim was to pursue healthcare AI. In my opinion, it would make sense to pursue public health because with public health, you'll be able to work with a lot of technical tools that you might see commonly in healthcare AI, such as R, Python, SAS. You might have an opportunity to work with data visualization tools such as Power BI or Tableau. When it comes to healthcare AI, you want to be strong in being able to work on cleaning the data, understanding the statistical information within your data in terms of any outliers or what the range is of the data. So that'll be very important to understand. And I think a degree in public health can help you to really understand the epidemiology, the statistical side of healthcare. Also, public health is a growing field where there's so many areas that you can really specialize in public health when it comes to analyzing the social determinants of health data or looking at survey data. So public health is such a wide range in that you can really focus and apply artificial intelligence to whatever you are trying to study within public health. And this can really help you to gain experience and then eventually transition into healthcare AI. Also, getting a degree in public health can help you to work in many different areas, such as the government or clinical research companies, where you might be doing more advanced analytics. And that's where you might get the opportunity to really apply algorithms to your data. So I would suggest really checking out public health and pursuing that degree. I think in terms of time management, that depends on what the degree type is. If you are looking to do a co-op or placement, that might take a bit longer, but I would really suggest doing a co-op or placement during school to get that work experience, because that can really give you a leg up when it comes to applying for your first entry-level role. That's my thoughts on whether you should pursue a public health or clinical research degree. Of course, it's just my own opinion. And it makes sense to reach out to many people probably in these programs to see what the best option would be for you. If anyone else has questions, you can reach me at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com.
Hi there. Welcome to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. This podcast is all about creating a community of like-minded individuals who are passionate about the field of health informatics. I hope to share information and advice in topics such as health analytics, digital health, biomedical engineering, and data visualization in healthcare. And in exchange, I would love to hear from you, dear listener, about your experience and interest in this field. You can drop me a line at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. And this email, along with any references discussed during this podcast, will be listed in the show notes below. If this resonates with you, don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast, as I'll be releasing new episodes bi-weekly.
Before I jump into the episode, I wanted to let you know that at the end of the year, I'll be wrapping up the Health Analytic Insights podcast. I've had so much fun interacting with you, the listener, over the last 3 years, and receiving emails and comments on how these podcast episodes have helped you to learn more about the health informatics field. If you have any episode topics you'd like me to cover before the podcast wraps, please email me at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. Now, back to the episode. In this podcast episode, I'm going to go over some of the frequently asked questions I've encountered when searching for a job in the health informatics field. Through interviewing and researching countless job posts, I've noticed similarities in the questions and skills organizations are looking for when hiring applicants in the health informatics and analytics space. Here are some common interview questions you might encounter in your health informatics interview. Question number one, what would you do if a doctor came into your office and immediately wanted you to build a report ASAP? How would you prioritize demands from different healthcare departments for reports? How do you balance competing priorities in your work? Can you provide some examples where you managed large and time-sensitive projects? So with these above questions that I just stated, interviews might be testing your prioritization skills, how you organize multiple projects. In addition, interviewers might be looking to see if you mentioned keeping your manager in the loop with the project requests you may receive from external stakeholders and departments. It's really key because oftentimes when you work in health informatics, you'll be working with a group of teammates. Sometimes you'll be doing solo work, but oftentimes you'll be working in a group. And so it's important to keep people abreast of all the different work and reports that are being requested of you, so there's no duplication of effort. Another series of questions that you might encounter in your health informatics interview include, what is the difference between prevalence and incidence? Give examples of how specificity and sensitivity are used in healthcare. What has been your involvement with analyzing key performance indicators and measuring the impact of the work? How would you approach working with teams to establish clinical key performance indicators? Some other questions you might receive include, what experience do you have with data visualization tools? How do you communicate data insights to an audience with a non-technical background? What large-scale clinical data sets have you worked with, and what challenges do you take from this? So these series of questions test your clinical and technical skills. I would suggest going over key concepts in biostatistics and epidemiology prior to the interview to refresh your knowledge on things such as confusion matrices, sensitivity, specificity, and such. Some job postings might be looking for a degree in epidemiology or a similar degree. In addition, interviewers might want to know if you are keeping informed of some of the common key clinical metrics. And I have a whole series that I've done on the podcast on common healthcare analytic metrics, where I do a deep dive into metrics such as patient wait times, patient satisfaction scores. So definitely go back and listen to that to get more familiar with some common key clinical metrics that you might be asked during the interview. And then what's very important is being able to communicate technical insights to individuals who might be non-technical. So really being strong in your communication skills, being able to translate information in a way that is understandable by a wide audience. And often that means having strong data visualization skills instead of just presenting your raw data or raw code. People who might not have an understanding of the technical perspective, being able to translate that into charts and graphs and disseminate that information into more of a story detailing the journey of the patient throughout the hospital would be really key to being able to get your message across to a large audience. Some more questions you might obtain in the interview include, give examples of how you work in a team environment. How do you deal with conflict among colleagues? What are some challenges you had to overcome on a recent project? So again, I really emphasize the need to work in a team when it comes to the health informatics role. And you might see specific questions on that, how you've used your interpersonal skills. And then you might get some general questions that you often see, behavioral questions, questions such as, why do you want to work for this organization? What got you interested in the healthcare field? And then you can put your own personal spin on these questions. And it's important to, prior to the interview, go on the organization's website, get an understanding of their mission and their values, and try to understand what is important for their organization to develop. So to summarize, these below points represent the key requirements for most health informatics jobs I've observed. Understanding of clinical terminology, experience dealing with large clinical data sets to drive decision-making, experience with writing SQL queries, experience with data visualization tools such as Power BI, Tableau, Qlik, etc. Experience working in a multidisciplinary team of clinicians and IT and developers, and a relevant degree in a health discipline. And from these requirements, you'll see many of the questions that I discussed stem from these general requirements. So you can take some time to sit down, reflect, especially with a job posting, and see and try and predict which questions that you might get from interviewers by going through the job posting line by line and understanding how your qualifications can speak to what they're looking for in the job posting. And by the way, if you're looking to prepare further for a role in health informatics and you want even more interview questions, you can check out the ebook I've written on the subject, which is a comprehensive guide on the process. And this ebook will be linked in the show notes of the description of this episode. So the day-to-day role of a health informatics professional will most likely include several meetings with clinicians when looking to understand their reporting requests. And therefore, you might need to be able to understand clinical terms that are used and have an understanding of the clinical terminology in your organization. Next, you'll probably have access to large-scale clinical databases where information might be housed from the EHR, labs, and other sources of medical data. Therefore, you might have to use SQL or structured query language queries to extract insights from these databases. For example, what is the number of patients that were readmitted over a 30-day period? Once you've extracted the data insights, which match the reporting needs of what the clinician has requested, you have to communicate your results, often in the forms of graphs and charts. As I stated, health informatics professionals work in multidisciplinary teams with clinicians and developers, and you have to speak both the clinical and technical language of your healthcare organization. So I hope this overview of common interview questions when applying to health informatics jobs is of value to you. What questions have you received in the interview that I've missed? You can drop me a line at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.